Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Clicking Balls podcast. This is the AFL pre-finals podcast. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Josh, do you have a highlight of the week past?
Actually, I've got a couple, and I'm going to take the harder one because I know Brent's going to go for the easy one.
No, I'm not. Go for both.
I'll go for both then. Dan Ricciardo, on a circuit that did not suit Red Bull at all, traditionally hasn't because it's a high-speed circuit in Monza in Italy, managed to go from, firstly, he qualified third.
Yeah.
Which in the Red Bull, which is massively underpowered, is huge. The fact it was pissing down rain did help a lot. And then he had penalties for engine replacement, gearbox replacement. They thought they'll take them before Singapore when the track will suit Red Bull more. But managed to move from 16th through to 4th.
Yeah.
And had a beautiful move on Kimi Raikkonen.
Yeah, but I liked his other passes better against Checo Perez and someone else where he's just dumbing the outside and then just setting up the middle.
But on those guys, their cars aren't that great. Although, to be honest, Perez's car did suit Monza better than the Red Bull should have.
Yeah, that's true.
But that move on Kimi, where he came from so far back and just managed to just get a slight lock-up on the front right, but just kept it through clean, was beautiful.
And the funny thing about that race, especially that qualifying, was that because of the high-speed track, a lot of teams opted to take penalties because they knew they were going to be shit anyway. So there were a couple of drivers who took 10-place grid penalties, ended up starting higher on the grid than what they actually qualified.
Yeah.
Good move.
Quite the conundrum.
But the second part was a lot of AFL clubs are getting into esports.
And yes, right.
I'm not going to pretend that I sought out esports. It was just because I needed some extras on my multi on Sportsbet. And I saw they were taking bets on Counter-Strike Global Offensive, the Malmo DreamHack, which for anyone that knows esports, you can probably tell me more about it than I can tell you about it. But as I understand it, it's just teams of four playing Counter-Strike, best of 30 games, and each game's over in about 45 seconds to a minute and a half, depending on how it goes. Yeah. But it's actually very watchable.
Yeah, well, I knew nothing about how big esports were until I watched the Rogan podcast where he had C9 Nothing. Mm. I don't know what his name goes by, but something like that. And that was the first sort of realization that I'm getting old, whereas this whole subculture, which is actually really a prime culture, because it's the most popular website on the internet, and I had no idea about it at all.
Yeah. Well, every week, the top teams can compete for $200,000 plus first prize.
Yeah, for each month. Yeah.
There's a good doco on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called, but it is about esports, and it follows League of Legends and a couple of the teams.
Yeah.
And Cloud9, I think, is the team they follow.
Yeah, right.
So that'll mean some people. But it was funny because I was talking to, the nearly 60-year-old old man, and he goes, I can't believe that people do it. They watch people play video games and we're watching the footy. I said, it's a bit like us watching the footy. And he goes, I suppose you're right. So it was quite easy to relay and understand it, so it's getting more acceptance.
But the thing is that the production quality was spectacular. Like, they were actually able to have like a viewer mode where when you're playing you can't see where all the other players are, you don't have the map, that kind of thing. But as the spectator, you do, you see you can see through walls to when players are, like, there's a little green shadow kind of thing, so you get an idea of where they are, and then you see from each player's perspective, and they'll just switch between whichever one's doing shit, because sometimes they're just camping.
Yeah.
But then you're like looking down a scope of a sniper rifle, and then you're flicking back to a guy who's about to walk around a corner, flick back the sniper rifle, you can see this knee sort of poke out, poke, and you're like, oh, you poor fucker. And then you just see him poke out, bang, gone.
Because they're going to do like that at the new Perth Stadium, aren't they? Play esports on the big screen. Channel 7 will fuck up that production.
But Adelaide, I think, have bought Renegades, I want to say. I don't know.
Bought a team. Was it the start of the year?
Yeah. But the thing I did notice about, and I read a bit further into it, is a lot of these guys end up retiring at about 25 because it's all about actions per minute. Yeah. And because you're sitting sedentary and you're moving just your hands, you end up with RSI, and they end up with such a tight tendon in their forearms that they end up fucked. But that's from, you know,
masturbation.
Well, that too. But that's from these lads who are sitting at home all day playing. If they were treated like professional sportsmen, like they're getting massages, they're getting right nutrition, right health processes, doing fucking yoga, I don't know. But when you, if they paired up with an AFL footy club, they're getting all that. They get all the best health insurance. They get the best possible physical support. Those guys could have much longer careers. So I can definitely see how that would marry up.
But a lot of them too, on the doco I saw, they then, like, they make the money through tournaments, but they also get money through Twitch and streaming and all that. That's really where they make their money. Once you make a name, and then you've got a job for life.
Or just about, or
until you're 29.
Or if you're kind of hot with big titties.
Well, that goes without saying, no matter what the industry is.
Because you are pretty much the only one.
Brenton, you got a beer of the week first.
We do. We're going to go with Holgate, who are out at Woodend, bottom of Macedon Ranges there.
Brush my teeth with it every morning.
Yep, the Woodend.
Holgate.
Oh, my bad.
you fucking did.
They're famous for
Father's Day yesterday. Fuck you.
Woodend.
I was like, oh, that's pretty impressive, actually. Yeah, I can't even get mine near my mouth. So they're famous for bringing out a wild Flanders Red Ale every year. So we had a little
wild
release.
Flanders.
Yeah, wild Flanders, wild red Flanders ale. That's what they're doing. So we had a little release party for them. But I actually like their sour Brett ale, which is a very funky, like, Brettonomacy style ale. So I'm going with that one for my beer of the week. Holgate sour Brett ale. Get one of them if you like blue cheese and all that funky stuff. Grab one of those.
I love blue cheese, but I can't get into sours.
Yeah, well, these ones, not like a, they're not tart sour, they're just funky sour. So there's kind of a few differences. It's not like a citrus sour. It's more just like a spoiled fermented sour.
Maybe you're not really spoiled fermented.
Well, that's exactly what, I mean, it's how you make cheese, you know what I mean? You need bacteria, you need like all that funky shit, you need to be aging, especially like these are old style.
You need to be aging.
Well, I mean...
Aging.
Aging, yeah.
I thought there was some subculture I didn't know.
No, I spent a lot of time in Asia. My heart of the week, see, this is why I don't watch Game of Thrones week by week, and I don't watch anything like that week by week, because I just can't follow along. This is where it pays dividends, having a week off of football, having nothing to watch. And so I geared up for a big weekend and thought, yeah, sweet, this is where I'll get my Game of Thrones fix in. Then I decided I'd get drunk instead. And on Sunday, we had Formula One, we had UFC, and we had the VFL. So I've saved up all this time to watch Game of Thrones, didn't watch a single episode the whole week, didn't watch one. And now Narcos has been dropped for the whole season, they've dropped the whole season. Yep. So and I'm like, well, that's going to take precedence over the Game of Thrones. So now I'm backed up for shit to watch.
I'm up to episode 2 of Narcos.
Yeah,
Yeah, I had just about 5 days off work. No, not 5 days. I had 5 days off because of the weekend plus 3 days off work because I was sick.
Yeah.
So I couldn't move out of bed. So I watched an entire series of Glow.
Glow,
the
what is
gorgeous
that?
Ladies of Wrestling.
I saw the promo of that.
It's got a few laughs in it. I mean, the wrestling in it is terrible, obviously.
Yeah,
but that's to be expected. But yeah, it's actually quite interesting. And Mark Maron is the director.
Right. Who's Mark Maron?
Podcast.
He's a stand-up comedian. Yeah. He does a really, really good job. Yep. He's really good in it. It's worth it. Got a few laughs. Yeah, out of that. That was my highlight of. Yeah. Sitting in bed for 3 fucking days.
I mean, I think the VFL final was pretty. It was a great shit game of football.
Essendon Footscray. I was going to say Bulldogs, but it's literally Footscray.
Yeah, it was a great shit game of football.
Yeah, like, I thought so too.
Skills were crap, but it was interesting to watch.
To be honest, they weren't that far behind some of the AFL games we've seen this season.
This is true. This is very true. I mean, especially being a North supporter, we've seen some shit games this year.
True. I was watching it, and I'm like, Tom Boyd should absolutely tear this match apart. But he popped up for 5 minutes in the first quarter and 5 minutes in the last quarter, and that was enough.
Kicked a nice goal, though, from the boundary line there. Yeah,
well, that's his final campaign. Back him.
Well, yeah, true. I mean, he's the only one in that A-League, A-squad that's playing finals at the moment, isn't he?
He didn't
see anyone else drop down.
Boyd is playing still.
I thought they chaired him off and he was done.
They did.
Oh, my God.
Chaired him off in the AFL, and he's gone back and he said, no, I want to keep playing.
Not the only one this week, apparently.
Yes, go on.
So, bit of word coming out that Hodgie might have got offer from the Suns.
Got an offer. Hey, good on them. They should be making those kind of offers. Why not?
Well, and I mean, he must have listened to that podcast last week where we were saying that they haven't actually got a name for the best and fairest medal.
he thought it needs to be chance.
So here we go. Now I can build a legacy up here too.
Try his best. I can't see him taking it, but...
Oh, I can. If there was rumour that they were trying to get Motlop and Menzel for Ablett. So if you've got Motlop, he's a bit of a slack fucker. Just put Hodgie on him and say, all right, you make him fucking whip him into shape. If he fucks up on field, he's doing 10.
I'd trade Motlop and Menzel for Ablett every day of the week.
Yeah, of course he would.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that'll be two people that got chaired off and they're going to be probably chaired back on again. So
that should be the rule, that if you get chaired off, you have to be chaired back on.
It's almost like the 20-minute rule when you get, like, you stretch off, you've got to wait for a little while. Yeah. That should be the rule, get chaired on.
Yeah, well, I like that Gold Coast have made the offer. I really do. It's sensible for them.
It's going to be the best offer they've put to try and get a leader in that club, because the rest of them were just the offcuts of not true leadership. You know what I mean? They've been around good leaders, but they weren't actual leaders themselves. Maybe Bock was the exception, but he got injured.
Yeah, they got unlucky as well with a few of them. It'd be interesting if they throw an offer to Rewild as well and that kind of stuff.
The Tigers did, apparently, didn't they?
Yeah, apparently they did.
Well, it's worth a try, wasn't it?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why wouldn't you try it?
Yep.
But I think that both Rewalt and Hodge are going to have plenty of offers to consider. So it's not like it's this or nothing for either of them.
Yeah. It's about what happens after that year of putting your body through that again. Because it could be coaching roles available. Maybe they're making the first captain coach since God knows who else.
I think Blight was the last one.
Blight, yeah.
Pretty sure he was.
Yeah, in the 70s.
I don't think it worked so well, but
that'd be an interesting call. Why wouldn't you? Why would you try it?
Isn't that when you just go, fuck it, you can be a captain coach? Like, that's just pretty much the back office going, I don't fucking know.
Well, they've tried everything else. Yeah. Come up with 7-8th in their 7th year.
How many games do you have to play to get father-son?
100.
Actually, with that, if you're a captain coach, you get suspended. Can you still turn up and be on the boundary line?
Well, you might have listened to the EJ Witten game on Friday night.
Not even a little bit.
Well, they went through one of the incidences where this has happened. With the great Mal Brown coaching in the waffle.
You can be in the box, obviously.
Yes, you're allowed to be in the box, but you can't step onto the ground. And he couldn't step onto the ground because he got suspended. I don't think he was playing coach, though. He got suspended as a coach.
Right.
That I believe.
Because it's Mal Brown. But what he did was they hired a cherry picker.
Oh, God.
And he gave his quarter time and three quarter time speech from the cherry picker, and they moved it over the ground.
Oh, fuck me.
It reminds me of the time, I'm pretty sure, it was a Fremantle Dockers scout, and they were checking out, I don't know if it was Adelaide Crows or maybe one of the Melbourne teams.
Top
of the cherry picker.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a bikie clubhouse really nearby. And so they gave him a visit thinking that they were the cops trying to suss out what they're doing in there.
Mate, I'm just trying to see what the back line's doing.
Last fucking time they did that, that's for sure.
I know.
And that's how Mr. Martin ended up in New Zealand.
I know it's happened in NFL plenty of times. They've had spies and drones and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you want to touch briefly on the EJ Witten's match?
If you watched it and you got something to say about it, then go for it.
I watched some of it. There's one good thing about it. I like that they rewarded the super goal for barrels only.
Oh, nice. Like,
good job.
Nice.
Good stuff. They shouldn't give a trophy at the end of it. They should give a championship belt. Because that's what it is.
It is a stitch up, isn't it?
But I don't know why I'm so angry that a old fella's game is a setup. I don't know why, but I don't like it.
Because if you're going to script it, you can script it way better. Get some clotheslines going. You know, I want someone to go down, be dead, then come back to life, bring him back on the field.
That's what they need.
Doc Larkin actually gives me the last rites.
Well, Brent Staker was there. They should have just brought on Barry Hall and let Brent belt him.
Round two. Yeah, see how that goes.
I don't think it'll go good for Brent.
I think he's improved his boxing over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and Barry's been out of the ASADA testing.
But there could be a steel chair involved. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, a baseball bat. I don't know.
Speaking of ASADA testing, Tigers got done again for not giving their whereabouts.
Not giving their whereabouts, which is fair enough too. I mean, Dusty wanted to make...
He was New Zealand.
He wanted to make some conversations that weren't on the record.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean...
If in doubt, check kittens.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, he's been known to spend some time around there. But so it was good that we got him re-signed in the off-season, in the off-week, sorry.
In the last week,
the most exciting part.
It was funny because, like I said, I had a few days off work and it got announced that he signed and they said, and here's the footy show. I'm like, why is he... They've done a special interview on a Tuesday for the footy show? I'm like, no, it's Thursday night. I'm like,
okay,
that makes sense.
Yep.
Lost all sense of what time it was.
Yeah, and oh my God, the interview with his old man was pretty cringy. He was just almost in tears and couldn't come up with any sort of constructive words at all. He was just trying to pepper him with questions and he was just trying to hold back the tears.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe just wait until he had a written statement or something, go back and double check it.
Well, maybe he owes money to some bad blokes and this will save his life. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I doubt it.
I'm going to say he's
owed money, and yeah, maybe this puts him off their tails for a little bit because he's just pretty happy.
I don't know. There's always someone bigger.
Yeah, well, I mean, North fans were pretty pissed off that Dusty didn't take the money, and you know, they weren't too happy. And I've heard some rumors from the Tigers that they were even more pissed off that North even put in the offer. They've actually put in a counter offer for Todd Goldstein. They thought, fuck it, we'll take him. Not as ruck, they just need an accountant to try and make Dusty's contract work.
Well, it could do worse.
Yep, that's it. But yeah, we could get Boomer.
Actually, he's got a job.
Yeah. He's finally got his hands on a Premiership Cup.
Well, he had already had the 99 one, but yeah.
Fuck, is he?
And
that
the
90, shit.
And the 96.
Jesus Christ.
No, he didn't play 96.
No, he was in the finals campaign, though. He got his hands on it.
Yeah, I'll guarantee he's got his hands on a lot of them. He got his hands on the 98 one, too.
He's got 7 of them.
They didn't even win that bastard.
But, yeah, it's funny that so much of the narrative that's come out is Richmond supporters saying, oh, it's glad he's been so loyal. Like, yeah. Loyal? Fuck, how loyal is that? That's like a bloke going out, having a couple of BJs from some chicks come back. He's like, sweetheart, I'm so loyal to you. I've come back.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't fuck any of them. I was getting sucked off a fair bit.
And that's because you offered me anal.
Yeah, here's $1.3 million. Yeah. Thanks for being loyal. But still, I mean, I was never in doubt he was going to sign.
Yeah, me neither. Mm. It was just good management, push up the price. Can't blame him for that.
Well, the last one Carr got a contract like that for was Travis Cloke, so that didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
So let's just see how that goes.
Well, he's still got a job at the moment, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mind you, Travis Cloke was nowhere near a Brownlow.
Yeah.
But,
Dusty's got to be sure. He knew Dane Swan.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, North said they were out a couple of days before the announcement.
Yep.
And everyone's like, well, who the fuck's left in? And Carr's gone, there's other teams. There's still other teams in there. Just sign the fucking thing, motherfucker. And the other thing is, too, North, the whispers are they're out of the Kelly race as well.
Really?
Apparently, if he does go, it's to Carlton.
Wow. That's is he a Carlton supporter as a kid or something? Or
no,
he just really likes money.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
because
likes tax-free money, too.
That's what I mean.
That's just North can't have the busy job. Yeah. And if anyone's going to knock Judd out of that busy role, it will be Josh Kelly.
It'll be Josh Kelly.
Well, it seems like one drops out and another one sort of enters the market because you've got Stephen Martin who's put his hand up to come back. I mean, is it Jake Lever?
Jake Lever from Adelaide. Yeah, he's still
coming back.
So Melbourne's leading that charge, I think.
Still a few in the race. I mean, they're the ones that might be more swayed by some cash because they're moving to the city anyway. So, I mean, Jake Lever's young. Dusty's 26, 27, something like that. So
around there. Might even be a little bit younger.
Already built a legacy of that club, so he looked to continue that. And I think those guys that you'll be able to get. Stephen Martin's like a whore, isn't he? He'll be able to...
Well, he's only got a couple of years left.
And he's coming from Brisbane, so let's be fair. Yeah. I mean, anywhere's a step up.
Well, he's gone from Melbourne to Brisbane. The bad times at was he at Melbourne? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the bad times at Brisbane. So I think anywhere that's promising 15th or above, he's going to think it's paradise.
He just loves getting slammed, I think. He's a bit of a...
He's a big unit. But if there's one thing North don't need more of, it's ruckman.
You're fucking ruckman, yeah.
This is true, yeah. Well, I mean, you're big fans of getting good ruckman and putting them on the bench, so maybe just collect them.
Straight swap Goldstein and Martin.
I can see them trading Goldstein on because the word is he wants to stay in Melbourne, which is funny, the word last year he wanted to leave.
Yeah, but, that word was from his wife.
Pretty much. But North are going to need to stack up on draft picks because there's three academy players and young Crocker and young Blakey.
Yeah.
Who they reckon are all top 10 that they'll have to use lots of points on. So they'll probably... Right off next year, try and get Paul Ahern through a full season and then try and scoop up the draft.
Well, there's some cash to make a few moves, so, I mean, there's always a way.
Well, they actually have to do early contract re-signings if they don't get Kelly, because otherwise they're paying, I think, 83 or 84%, which is massively under the salary cap. So I did say, look, I'm willing to take a one-year contract as a injured long-term injury list player. But apparently Boomer Harvey was ahead of me for that one. Like, well ahead. He was in there from day one.
Yeah.
Poor old Booms.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still doing all right.
Somehow I doubt he's broke.
So that was the only thing out of the EJ Wittens game. That's where we started with that. Mm. I couldn't be bothered with watching any rest of it. And then there was the All-Stars versus the Victorian AFLW game.
Ladies
which
game,
should have been fixed because it was a 17-goal massacre or whatever it was. which made that unwatchable as well.
Yeah, I didn't watch it only because I was working. I mean, if I had not been working, I would have watched probably the first couple of quarters, but once it gets a blowout, it's like,
again,
yeah.
I forgot it was on, and then I checked the scores and went, well, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's not like it's the NBA All-Star game where they just fuck around for three quarters, then, now we'll make it close again.
Maybe they should.
Yeah.
What else is bad about it was they put in a 40-meter super goal line,
right?
And they didn't even try.
Wow.
They went, well, we can't kick that, so it didn't bother. So it's not a good look, unfortunately.
I think one of the commentary points they made was, though, that the girls that are playing essentially professional footy, it's not quite professional, it's semi-professional. They've only been semi-professional for a few months.
Yeah.
So they're still, you know, they're working 9 to 5, trying to get 3 hours in the evening, 3 days a week kind of thing. It's not until probably 4 or 5 years from now you're going to get girls that have grown up into a full professional or at least professional workload of training. So the girls running around now, they're athletes, but they're not peak athletes, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Olympians.
Well, yeah, but it's different skills.
Yeah, but they're different. Yeah.
Like, I mean, bloody hell, Kokkinakis, whoever his fucking name is, couldn't run on a footy field. Mind you, neither could.
Kokkinakis, the one that banged, what's his name's missus?
Yeah. It doesn't matter who it was. It was
Stanislav, whatever the fuck his last name is. The other Swede. No, he's not Swedish.
Mind you, if Bernard Tomic had a run around, I'm sure he'd last 3 minutes before he got coat hanging.
Well, I did see he had quite a run around in Melbourne City the other week. Spent like 50K on the night.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it.
I know that because I saw Boga giving him shit on, on Twitter.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
One thing you're going to miss about Berg in the contract with the Celtics, or a contract with the Celtics, is that he's on fire on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now he's going to actually have something to do. It's going to be a real loss to my spare time.
He's always been great on Twitter, hasn't he? He's never been backwards and coming forwards.
Nah, that's what I love about it. Just Aussie as fuck.
He loved giving shit to that Cabbage chick, too.
Cabbage chick?
Liz Cabbage, or Cambridge, or Cambridge.
Right, okay. The Australian centre.
Oh, right. Actually, I do remember something like that. Yeah, I remember them having a little bit of a pseudo beef, where it's like everyone to look up, like Google her name first before figuring out what's going on.
I know who she is because she's the one that she dunked in the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was a legitimate one. She was the first female to dunk at the Olympics.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's good for her.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so we may as well have a look at the finals that are on this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is a weird one. And I think this will be the last year we have the pre-finals bye, which is great.
I hope so.
We've got Thursday night, Adelaide are hosting GWS. It should be a massive crowd at Adelaide Oval. I think that GWS are going to be the team that enjoyed the week off the most because they need to get a little more cohesion together.
Yeah.
And the week off might drop you back from some cohesion for the other sides. So
no, I think Adelaide needed it off more because of
Rory Sloane.
Sam Jacobs.
Yeah. The appendicitis. It's unusual that two teams have been hit. Two players in the one team have been hit in, a couple of months, basically.
Do you reckon it's just he's really got chlamydia or something? And they're just trying to keep it under the, he and Eddie Betts have been knocking off the same chick.
Because then they would have called it mental health.
Who else has got appendicitis?
Eddie Betts had his appendix out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, there you go.
Missed the game for it.
Do we know what the appendix do yet?
Nah, fuck all.
I reckon it's something to do with the immune system. They're not quite sure.
It could be really important and expensive. That's why they're harvesting them. Saying, you don't need that, man. They don't do anything.
Well, if they draft his appendix, in the next draft and claim fucking academy points or something for it. you know something's up.
That's the way to do it.
North Melbourne offering $1 million for it.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting match. I mean, I think Adelaide will get over the line, being in Adelaide. I've heard it's incredibly difficult to get tickets in Adelaide or get good seats. I've heard that for their general admission, like, you've got to be there 8 hours early just to be able to get a decent seat.
Right.
Otherwise, you're, like, either standing or whatever other the general admission parts are. So, literally, there's, like, huge lineups that right in the morning when for a night game, people stay at Adelaide Oval waiting for the gates to open up.
For a final, I could imagine that. Yeah. You know, I was there 2 weeks back. But that was Port Gold Coast and just wandered on in, really.
Well, it reminds me when I actually lived at St. Mark's College on Pennington Terrace, which is the
across the road from...
Literally across from it. And you've got the Hotel International, Adelaide International Hotel on the corner there. And that's where they do the Australian Idol auditions.
Okay.
And so you'd have a lineup like the night before. And, like,
up to O'Connell Street.
Bags and like they have little sleeping bags and chairs and shit like that. And so we figured out there is no way that they're stepping out of line and going to the back.
Yeah.
So we just got a car and a whole fucking boatload of water bombs. Went past and started just nailing all of them, man. It was a lot of fun. I'm gonna be honest, like, it's a bit of a dick move, but holy shit, it was fun. So if you're in Adelaide this weekend, want a bit of fun, go down the parklands, a few water bombs, smash some Crow supporters. It's a way to really sort of get yourself on the advertiser.
I say you've got Port Adelaide fans. You know, they're playing away.
Yeah.
No, they're playing at home as well. What am I talking about? You go. You can get in first, and then if you're Adelaide, you feel a little aggrieved.
Yeah.
Come back Saturday. Your turn.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, it's better than the Ramsgate Hotel, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Except the fact it's $10 West End.
Really?
Jesus Christ. $10 beers.
You don't need to put that in your water bombs. You can just go with water. You know, the Torrens is there, isn't
it? Can you imagine that? Like, you smash the water bombs, like, oh, it's piss. You're like, no, it's West End.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking worse.
So much I hate you. I spent $40 on these water bombs.
Adelaide for me as well.
I'm on Giants, I think.
Because you like gambling.
Well, yeah, that too. Getting value. But with Sloan with an injury, Talia and Walker both coming off injuries.
Yeah, they're...
Injuries.
Yeah. Couldn't be fucked injuries.
Yeah.
But you've already got the week off.
So it might have been North East old timers or something.
Might have been. Probably pretty decent, but you never know. The other one, I heard young Cam Yeoman. Cameron.
Charlie Cameron?
Charlie Cameron.
All right.
Might be on the move too.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
First I've heard of it.
Apparently he's viewed as gettable by a lot of the Melbourne teams.
I think North Melbourne are just really pissed off. All this cash and nothing to spend it on.
I'd be trying to hit up like the ones that didn't make All Australian, like the Crouch brothers and people like that, who ripped off like a motherfucker.
No, they're hitting up Sean Hampson.
I'd be like, look, and I'd be trying to just plant those little psychological things. Like, no one cares about you here, man. Yeah. You know, come over here. You'll definitely make All Australian if you're in Melbourne. Because obviously lots of Vic bias there. I mean, Essendon got three players in there, so... Tell me that wasn't just a little reach around, sorry, for the last few years by the AFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, they gave the Rising Star to Essendon as well, which was clearly biased. But anyway.
How the fuck did Danaher get in the AA team?
I don't know. I mean, Merritt, great player, not the best forward midfielder in the competition.
No, not near.
No.
I tell you what, though, Selwood was the luckiest one to get into the Australian.
Yeah.
He got in. I'm surprised Pendlebury didn't get in with him.
Yeah.
To be honest, because both of them, they used to just say, oh, well, you're in. Yeah, of course
you are. It's almost as questionable as Ablett getting the best and fairest for Gold Coast playing 14 games.
That's not questionable.
It's almost as bad as three kicks and getting a Rising Star knock.
There's been some dodgy ones.
Yeah.
Well, the two unluckiest blokes were Grundy.
And Josh Kennedy was a little bit unlucky, I thought, as well.
Swans.
Anyway, so we got two Adelaides and one GWS there. So on to Friday night then. Going to be 90,000 at the MCG.
Absolutely.
Tigers and the Cats. A big week for Richmond.
Yeah. Riding some momentum.
This will be the only chance I see for an upset for the weekend, because I think that all four favourites are going to get up. But the Tigers... Yeah. At the MCG, with a bit more room, with a bit more momentum, anything can happen.
And we're likely to, obviously it's not our technically home game, but it's, 20 metres from our home club rooms.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a fuck ton of Tigers fans there, and it's going to be a very split in the middle crowd. So there's not going to be a home team advantage. And I feel like we've got momentum in our favour, so I'm definitely tipping us. But it's going to come down to our midfield just having that momentum continue on from the end of the main season. But that's why I hate that week off, because it kills momentum.
Yeah.
This game sold out an hour.
Yeah, I know. I didn't wake up early enough to get tickets.
And Ticketek had an issue with it. So if you're going to have an issue with any game, this would be the fucking worst one to have.
Yeah.
I'm actually on the Cats. I think it could definitely go either way, but I think they just looked a little bit too tough.
For mine, the Cats' back line is... the gap between the Cats' back line and Richmond's forward line is greater than the gap between Richmond's back line and... Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the gap between their best full back who played full forward and killed our back line is quite massive too. So they can stick Taylor down full forward. And he dished up Rance last time we played them.
He did.
So they've got lots of options. They've got lots of plan Bs, Cs and Ds. Yeah. Whereas Tigers, they've got a lock horn to the middle. They're all about forward line pressure. Cats are very good at sort of getting around that. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be not, it's going to not going to be a midfield battle, even though they're both gun midfields. It's going to be the periphery players who make the difference. And they got Mackey and Menzel, players like that, who I think will actually be the difference.
Motlop can jump in too, which is funny. He was looking shit all season, and then he plays...
I think he's played a couple of good games lately. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, plays Richmond and look great.
He's going to do the Jared Waite.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
That's all you need to do.
Yep.
Ordinarily, I'd say without Selwood, they look rough, but they didn't have Selwood or Duncan last time they played.
And I like how they said, you know, Selwood's on injury and he's been out for, 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
And now finals coming up. I'm like, oh, you know, he's stepping up. Will he play? Of course he's fucking playing.
Yeah.
It's a final. It's Selwood. Don't bother.
If he rested every time he got injured, he wouldn't finish a game.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing. Don't worry.
Yeah. Just pure pride alone would sit on the bench in a final. Yeah.
I wish sports better put odds on that.
Yeah.
Winks, Selwood playing. Yeah. There's your Quinella.
Yeah. Put that into that, you get $1.20.
You better have that.
No, you won't get $1.20. You get $1.02.
Yeah.
Power play that shit.
You have to roll it up into 40 other long odds just to be able to get something decent back.
So, yeah, I still think Geelong. I think there's too many options, like you say. Like Richmond have got a good plan A, and they'll roll that out, roll that around. But Geelong can shake the board and the magnets move. Yeah. And go, well, that'll do.
And like the tough thing about Richmond is that their plan A is only good for about a half, maybe three quarters. After that, there's just too tiring. We don't have the fitness. I don't know if anyone has the fitness to be able to do that for a whole game.
And a lot of that is okay, Dusty, just please do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't a bad plan B, because it works.
But the problem is we don't put our foot on the throat often enough. We've only done it like twice this year, and one of them was Frio.
Yeah,
so
didn't count.
We have to, in order to make the game plan work, because we're not going to do it for the whole game, we have to put the foot on the throat when we've got the opportunity, and we haven't done that all season enough to really be confident. However, of course, the finals, Richmond playing, I'm lids off. I'm on the band. I'm on the wagon.
Mm. I don't think the coaches are going to play as big a role in this as some people think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be mainly on-field leadership, and I think Geelong have just got better on-field leadership.
Yep.
All right, on to Saturday day game, which is the Swans and Essendon. Back to the scene of the crime. Last time we were up here, Swans kicked terribly. And Essendon should have won it, but balls it up in the last 2 minutes.
Was it 16 points in 90 seconds? They were 16 points up with 90 seconds to go, they were?
Roughly there, I think,
or
thereabouts. And had about eight different chances to ice the game and fuck them all.
Yeah.
I think this will be... the most competitive game for the weekend, but
really, I see this as an absolute belting.
Well, I mean, they've got winners all over the ground, and I think Swans. We know how good their best team is, but there are holes there.
Yeah,
if you put pressure on them, I can't see it happening.
Yeah, it's always gonna be tough. I mean, Essendon. I mean, they had that one play. They only played once at SCG and played very well. So. Yeah. I mean, they've got the history there, they understand the ground, and that makes a huge difference, but this is where Buddy shines.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very tough to... Yeah, it's going to be very tough to be able to keep a handle on him. They need plan Bs and Cs for Buddy alone. And so when you get focused on one player, I feel like the rest of the team, that's when they chip in. Like Gary Rowan, is he playing? Is he injured still?
Yeah, he's in.
He's due for a big game. Yeah. A lot of their sort of players that have been just out of the, you know, top five or six in the team are all due for big games. So, yeah, I think Swans will get over the line. I think it'd probably be about between 4 and 5 goals, I reckon.
You feel like Essendon also, they made finals.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's well a done. Win.
Yeah.
We're happy. This is our comeback season.
And I love hanging shit on Essendon, but they've got to be very happy with how things have turned around so quick. And it's almost been a blessing in disguise. They had to clear out a list and get new blood in.
It's worked wonders for them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they found Tippin Woody. He'd be forgotten to AFL if it weren't for that.
Yeah. I mean, North Melbourne has tried to follow suit, so we'll see how that works out.
Self-imposed,
So, my tip is that Sydney will get up, 4 or 5 goals.
Sydney haven't lost to Essendon since about 2013.
There you go.
The 1 point obviously is the smallest margin, but before that it was
lots.
81, 12, 22, 50. So they've haven't been shy in piling on some nice beltings.
I've got a feeling back in the day they had a lot of close ones too. I seem to remember Adam Goods,
in the finals era,
Adam Goods missing a shot after the siren against Essendon, and Essendon also Courtney Dempsey playing on and then the siren going.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that 2000? 2001?
Devastated too.
No, I don't think Courtney Dempsey was playing in 2001.
I'm thinking about the other one. Anyway, but I'm on Swans. I think Swans, they're actually a premiership chance, whereas I don't think Essendon are.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, Swans are up there as favourites for form.
Yeah, yeah. It's out of them and the Crows.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're both on opposite sides of the
bracket.
Of the bracket, presuming that Crows win, of course.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got Port Adelaide hosting West Coast. I think, a great matchup.
Yeah,
I do too.
A lot of this is going to come down to if Nick Nat, do they throw him in?
Yeah, they do.
Honestly, if you want to win this season, you have to.
Yeah.
But they did it last year, and he fucked his knee up, and he was out for a full season. So if he does another knee after half a quarter, that's almost him done.
Yeah, but he might do that in round one next year too.
Yeah. That's the same for every player on the field. So yeah. I feel like you have to be able to do that. So you're making them not be able to have a real solid game plan, because you don't know what Deck's going to do. You don't know how you're going to fit him, how West Coast is going to play him in their role. They're going to play him as like flat out, you know, playing every minute, every quarter. Yeah. And so that throws a bit of a spanner in the works for how you plan. Like, is he going to play heaps? Is he not going to play heaps? What do you do? Is he up forward? It's almost like having offsetting the Paddy Ryder advantage that they've had over the last few weeks.
100% what I thought too. Because Paddy Ryder's big advantage is his athleticism.
Yeah.
He's not more athletic than Nick Nat.
Exactly.
Is he more athletic than a returning Nick Nat? Who knows? Yeah.
And you can't bank on that answer being no.
Yeah,
you have to have that plan for, is he really going to hit his straps? And I mean, by all accounts and following him on Twitter and all the social media stuff, looks like he's been working out, been making sure he's in tip-top shape.
Well, if he's 100%, he plays, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. And I hope he does, because it makes it far more interesting.
Yeah. I don't think he can come back at 100%.
Yeah, but you're probably
right. You never do, let's be honest.
I think if he does play, he's going to be ginger about it, because, you know, you do an injury like that twice and be out for so long, you're always going to be conscious of it. I think Ryder would, at the least in the first half, give him an absolute hiding. Nick Nat, if he lasts till the end, he's like, all right, well, it's obviously fine. I can do what I do. And he could get right back into the game. But Paddy Ryder's one of the all-Australian level ruckmen. And I
literally all-Australian ruckman.
Well, yep. No, he was on the bench, wasn't he?
No,
he was named as the ruckman.
Ruckman, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. He's had a brilliant season so far, probably the best one I've ever seen him have, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's on the back of about maybe six great games and a bunch of average ones.
Yeah. And also, they're looking at losing Jackson Trengove next season as well. He wants to come back to Victoria. I mean, he was their filling ruckman while Paddy was out.
Yep.
And now he's actually been a pretty handy backman. Sort of playing
back
centre-half back, centre-half forward, more or less. Look great at Tigers Guernsey next year.
What do we think then? Is Port going to get there?
I think West Coast will travel better to Adelaide, but I don't think it'll be enough. I think Port will have too much firepower.
See, I feel like West Coast at some point in the season come good for at least a couple of games.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be the one game where it's like, holy shit, it's West Coast of old. And then they'll lose next week.
Yep.
So I'm going for West Coast this week, and I reckon this is going to be their one and done for the season.
Whichever team wins, they're not going any further.
Yeah, let's hope not, because we could use less interstate teams in the finals.
They'll play the loser of Adelaide GWS.
Yeah,
they're not getting past either of those teams.
Especially away from home.
Oh, it'll be good if Adelaide lost then. Adelaide versus Port in Adelaide for an elimination final. It'll be great.
Actually, yeah.
Because it may burn down the place.
Yeah.
Literally. And then there may be a fucking riot.
And you'll have Port and Adelaide fans line up at 8 a.m. just trying to get in there. So
imagine them side by side.
The Parklands, yeah.
You'd have to have two different lines.
Yeah. The Port will have lines of cocaine. Adelaide will be lines of whatever else they can afford.
Apricot slice.
Yeah. So do we end up doing our ladder results?
No.
Pre-season prediction?
No, I haven't done it yet. No. I totally forgot about it. I said I was going to do it.
We'll bust that one out next week then.
Or we can pause and do it now.
I'm quietly confident.
Yeah, well...
All right, let's pause.
All right.
Okay, so we've done the sums. And
that was really quick, wasn't it?
It's like this time next year.
For the record, this is the third year we've done this. The first year Brenton won, and I'm the reigning champion.
Yep.
Brenton, you finished third.
God damn it.
With 56 points. For those that don't know, what we do is we put in our ladder predictions at the start of the year. For every position wrong for a team, you get 1 point. And if you get it spot on, it's minus 5 points. And it's just like golf, lower score wins.
Yeah. So if you picked five and finished 10, 5 points. Yes.
And Richmond fucked me.
Richmond fucked me more than anyone. So the worst pick was me, that I had Richmond 12 spots off where they actually finished. Brenton, you had them 9 spots off where they actually finished.
Well, no, about 5.
Something like that.
So Richmond beat us all.
I think Richmond were nearly the worst for us all. Although, yeah, you had a couple of 8s.
Port fucked me too.
Yep. So, Brenton, you had 56 points. I had 55. And Josh comes home with 43. Josh and I both had the same number of correct guesses in 3. But Josh didn't really have many shockers. He had a couple of 8s, whereas I had a 12, an 8, a couple of 7s in there.
Well, I would have smashed even further, except I had Gold Coast and Carlton the wrong way around. But...
yeah, I would have got further too if I picked another.
Let's brag then. How about that?
what fucked me was I had North Melbourne in about 15th or 14th.
Yeah.
And then I saw them in the preseason. I went, oh, no, they're not going to be so bad. And I bumped them up to about 10th. Regret that.
Yeah, I tried to keep a lid on my excitement for the Tigers season. So I'm like, nah, we've got some good players, but just the rest of the team is pretty shit, which was true. But they turned on this season. That was the biggest turnaround for Richmond, was the mid-tier players, like I've always said. And I think I thought St Kilda were going to sneak in.
Yeah.
Based on... Well, the opposite of Richmond was their midfield, mid-team, mid-tier players actually looked pretty decent. But, well, I mean, they had too many people fighting for the same position, and it's kind of fucked them.
Well, surely this has been the closest season I can remember.
Where, in regards to wins and losses, or...
Well, yeah, and there was probably about 12 to 13 teams that could have conceivably made finals all the way up to the last couple of rounds.
Yeah, yep, all the way up to the last, like, quarter of a few games.
Well, yeah, it was the last goal that determined... Whether Melbourne were in or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
After they lost to Collingwood, which kind of means they probably didn't deserve it, really. But it's been a fucking hard season to pick week to week.
And that's a good thing. Like, everyone's in it. Well, not everyone, but, you know, there are a lot of different teams that are actually in the running. And so it makes it much more exciting as a casual viewer of watching teams that you're not actually going for.
And obviously, Bulldogs winning from 7th last year has opened it up, because there's going to be a lot of teams going, why not us?
Yeah, like Sydney.
I think you'd make the argument too that Brisbane are probably the best wooden spooners we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly feels like it.
Yeah, well, there's always a fight for the wooden spoon, which generally means you're trying to tank the fuck out of it. Brisbane didn't need to, but even really impressed by North Melbourne going, fuck that shit. We want to win. We want to actually, you know, have some sort of pride, and did it by about 100 points.
Some sort of pride. Yeah. Unfortunately, it wasn't the effective sort of pride. But not massively disappointed about getting the win, just because. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, should have bet on it.
bit of a farewell BJ, but would have been quite happy to get the number 1 draft pick too.
It's more like a reach around, we're getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah,
problem was still playing finals.
Didn't just miss out on the first one. They got the second and third fucking fucked off too.
Yeah, that's true. That's
could
true.
Have, could have just won, like just slightly won. That would have been.
You know. Well, me and Heath did our part. We kept it close. You know, we did the Legends game.
Yep. Yeah. All right, that'll do us for this week. So we've got a couple of finals, and then next week, 2 games.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun week. Melbourne's going to come alive, get pumped up.
Yep, it's about time, then it's back in the summer, a bit of cricket.
Yeah, the Bangladesh test doesn't count.
Yeah. All right, that'll do us. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.